Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why Bother with Bonds? By Rick Van Ness is a practical guide for investors who want stability and flexibility in their portfolios, especially when interest rates look unappealing. Rather than treating bonds as dead weight, the book explains how high-quality fixed income can serve multiple jobs at once, dampening volatility, providing liquid reserves, and creating a reliable source of spending money during market declines. Van Ness frames bonds, CDs, and bond funds as tools to support an all-weather portfolio that can endure different economic environments, from recessions to inflation scares. The approach is designed for people pursuing financial independence who need a plan that survives real life, not just ideal markets. With an emphasis on risk management and simple, repeatable decisions, the book helps readers understand what they own, why they own it, and how fixed income can complement stocks without requiring complicated tactics. It also addresses common misconceptions that surface when rates are low and headlines are loud. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the true job of bonds in an all-weather portfolio, a central theme is that bonds are not mainly about chasing yield. Their primary value is defensive, reducing portfolio drawdowns and giving an investor options when stocks fall. The book clarifies how fixed income can act as ballast, helping a portfolio stay on course through equity bear markets, recessions, and unexpected shocks. This matters for financial independence because large early losses can permanently damage a long-term plan through sequence of returns risk. By holding a meaningful allocation to high-quality bonds or CDs, an investor can fund living expenses or rebalance into beaten-down stocks without being forced to sell equities at the worst time. The discussion also highlights the psychological benefit of smoother returns. When volatility is lower, investors are more likely to stick with a plan and avoid panic decisions. Instead of portraying bonds as exciting, Van Ness treats them as an insurance-like component that supports consistent saving, disciplined rebalancing, and a sustainable withdrawal strategy. The result is a framework where bonds earn their keep through resilience and decision-making flexibility, not through headline interest rates. Secondly, understanding interest rate risk, duration, and inflation concerns, the book addresses why investors fear bonds in low-rate environments and provides a way to think clearly about rate changes. Rather than assuming rising rates automatically mean disaster, it encourages readers to understand duration, maturity, and how price moves relate to yields. This helps investors avoid oversimplified rules such as never buy bonds when rates are low. It also connects rate risk to time horizon. An investor who will hold high-quality bonds for their intended role may be less harmed than someone trading them for short-term price moves. Inflation is treated as a separate but related risk, since purchasing power matters as much as nominal return. The discussion leads readers to consider bond choices that match goals, such as shorter maturities for flexibility or diversified bond funds for broad exposure, while recognizing that no fixed income approach eliminates all risks. By learning the mechanics, readers can select a structure that fits their tolerance for volatility, their need for liquidity, and the role bonds play in their overall plan. The emphasis is on trade-offs and realistic expectations. Thirdly, CDs, individual bonds, and bond funds, choosing the right vehicle, Van Ness compares the main ways everyday investors access fixed income and why the wrapper matters. CDs can offer simplicity and, at times, attractive yields relative to comparable high-quality bonds, while adding clarity about what you earn if held to maturity. Individual bonds provide known cash flows and a maturity date, which can be useful for matching future spending needs, but they require attention to credit quality, call features, and diversification. Bond funds and ETFs offer diversification and convenience, yet they behave differently from individual bonds because they do not mature, and their distributions change as market yields change. The book helps readers align these options with their personal situation. Someone building an emergency reserve may prefer short, low-volatility instruments, while someone balancing a stock-heavy portfolio may use intermediate high-quality bond funds as a stabilizer. It also emphasizes costs, liquidity, and behavioral factors. A simpler structure that a reader can hold through stress may outperform a technically optimal structure that they abandon during volatility. The goal is not to claim one vehicle is best, but to provide criteria for making a durable choice. Fourthly, portfolio construction, diversification, and rebalancing discipline. A major practical value of bonds is how they interact with stocks inside a diversified portfolio. The book frames fixed income as a partner to equities. When stocks surge, bonds often lag but provide dry powder. When stocks fall, high-quality bonds may hold steadier, enabling rebalancing. Van Ness encourages a rules-based approach to allocation and rebalancing, so decisions are not driven by headlines or recent performance. This is especially important during low-rate periods, when investors may be tempted to abandon bonds entirely or reach for yield in riskier credit. The guidance supports building an all-weather structure that can tolerate different regimes, growth, recession, disinflation, and inflation surprises. It also supports incremental improvement rather than perfection, focusing on asset allocation targets, periodic check-ins, and keeping the plan implementable. Readers pursuing financial independence can connect these ideas to both accumulation and decumulation. In accumulation, bonds can reduce the chance of abandoning equities after a crash. In retirement, bonds can help manage withdrawals, reduce forced selling, and support a more stable lifestyle budget. Lastly, applying bonds to financial independence planning and withdrawals, the book ties fixed income decisions to the real-world objective of financial independence, funding life with less dependence on market timing. It emphasizes that a plan must survive bad sequences of returns, not just average outcomes. Bonds and cash-like instruments can be positioned as a spending buffer, sometimes organized as a ladder or a reserve that covers several years of expenses, so that equity downturns do not immediately translate into lifestyle cuts or panic selling. The discussion also encourages thinking about when to take risk and when to protect progress. As investors near their target, preserving capital and controlling volatility can become more important than maximizing returns. Van Ness highlights how bonds can help smooth the transition from saving to spending by creating predictability for near-term needs while leaving long-term assets invested for growth. The approach is not about market forecasting, it is about building a robust process. Readers are guided to connect bond choices to their timeline, their need for liquidity, their comfort with price fluctuations, and their willingness to maintain discipline during stressful markets. In conclusion, this book fits readers who have built or are building a stock-heavy portfolio and want a clearer, more confident reason to hold bonds, CDs, or bond funds even when yields feel disappointing. It is also well-suited to people pursuing financial independence who care about staying invested through downturns and protecting their plan from the damage caused by large early losses. The main benefit is practical. It reframes fixed income as a tool for resilience, liquidity, and disciplined rebalancing rather than as a return engine. That shift can improve a reader's life by reducing money stress, increasing consistency in decision-making, and making long-term goals feel achievable during turbulent markets. Compared with many investing books that either dismiss bonds or push complex strategies, this guide focuses on understandable mechanics and realistic trade-offs. It helps readers choose between CDs, individual bonds, and funds based on purpose, not hype. And it encourages a process that can be maintained for years. If you want a straightforward framework for building an all-weather portfolio that supports both accumulation and withdrawals, this book is worth buying for its clarity and focus on durable investor behavior. If you would like to support Rick Van Ness, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.